The Department of Interior today released the areas designated as critical habitat for polar bears. It's a vast 187,000-mile designation along Alaska's northern coast. Rosa Meehan is the Alaska Division Chief for Marine Mammal Management for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Areas over the continental shelf that extend from the border between Alaska and Canada, along the Beaufort Coast and down the Chukchi into the Bering Sea, with the southern limit being just below St. Lawrence Island. There's a small strip of terrestrial area along the coast of the Beaufort Sea. It extends anywhere from 5 to 10 miles inland, and it represents the area where 95% of the known polar bear dens on land have occurred.
Meehan says because polar bears are managed under both the Marine Mammal Protection Act and the Endangered Species Act, there are currently protections in place that impact industry. The new habitat designation will not, however, change or enhance that.
And so because of this base management, we don't think, or we believe, that the critical habitat adds recognition of the importance of the areas, but not any significant new requirements for developers.
Meehan acknowledges that sea ice loss is the major driver of the need for protections to help save polar bears, and that loss is due to a warming climate impacted by fossil fuel emissions. But she says the ESA is not an effective method for addressing greenhouse gas. The Interior Department used something called the 4D rule when they listed the bears in 2008. It exempts greenhouse gas emissions from being regulated under the ESA. Brendan Cummings is with the Center for Biological Diversity, one of the environmental groups that sued to trigger the habitat designation. He says the designated habitat areas are very good, but he says addressing climate change is going to require all available regulatory tools.
For the federal agencies to just sort of duck and run, say, not our issue, make some other agency deal with it or make Congress deal with it, is abdicating their responsibility. If we're going to protect and recover the polar bear, we need to start addressing greenhouse gas emissions, and the Endangered Species Act is one way to do so. It's not the only way, not necessarily the most direct way, but it is one way, and until we have something better, we should be using it.
Fish and Wildlife's Meehan says her agency is focused on what they can do right now, working to minimize further adverse effects on polar bears so at least some will survive and hopefully, she says, repopulate areas that have habitat protections if measures to stop sea ice loss are effective. She says within a few decades, the only refuge for polar bears may be the Canadian archipelagos, where sea ice is stable. She acknowledges the current situation is grim.
It sounds terribly bleak, and the thing that is important to me and what helps me keep coming to work is that I truly believe that if we can do our best for bears, protect their habitat, and continue to underscore, look, this is a consequence of climate change, that we can help with the argument for the entities that do have the authorities and the scope to deal with the issue can truly be motivated to do that.
Brendan Cummings says species with critical habitat designations are twice as likely to increase in numbers. But he says for the designation to work, the Department of Interior and other federal agencies need to take the protection mandate seriously.
If they do that, I actually believe that we can save the polar bear in Alaska and reach a point where if we're doing what's necessary to save the polar bear, we're also doing what's necessary to prevent the worst impacts of global warming for the rest of us.
North Slope Borough Mayor Edward Itta released a statement today expressing concern that the designation could impact subsistence hunting and routine oil and gas development on the North Slope. Barrow and Koktovik are exempt from the critical habitat designation rules, as are five Air Force radar facilities, but Itta worries that the designation could still stop a new runway from being built in Koktovik. Another element of the lawsuit that will be heard in December is the ESA listing itself. D.C. Judge Emmett Sullivan wants more clarity from the Department of Interior as to how they decide what species get a threatened designation or the more protective endangered listing. Those documents are due to the court on December 23rd. Arguments about whether the bears should be listed as threatened, endangered, or not at all will be heard in February. Arguments on the 4D rule exempting greenhouse gases from ESA regulation will be heard in April.